Hello, and for today's art homework, I had to do something about Lucian Freud and about how his art looks and does. So we're going to pretend we're going around a museum. But firstly, I'll tell you a bit about him. His influences, he usually denied this, was German Expressionism, a kind of style which is quite rare. Very blotchy, as you can see as we're coming up to this first photo of the Queen. Very blotchy, and you can see in the colours, he used a slight green in the bottom, especially by the chin. He got this green, but it still looks good because he mixed it quite well in with the pink and the white. This is personally my favourite because it looks at least sad, because he always used to do really, not dull looking, but quite sad looking images, which were quite depressing to look at, for me. Well, other people like this, because the kind of point of his art was to show that there is worse in the world, that death does happen. It's kind of a bit like after World War I kind of art, but German Expressionism. In the Queen, you can see, it's all very blotchy. Even the crown, it's just blotched white and a bit of yellow and a lot of green. He uses green a lot in his art. I mean, even around the right eye, you can just see a bit of green. Around the left eye, our left, there's a bit of brown. It's quite impressive how he's done that. Now, moving on. This is very German Expressionist. It's of a dark... It's very dark. The man has blotches of white, but he's very dark. He's very wrinkled, so he's got shadows all over his face. He has green on the right ear, which to me looks a bit like a mistake. But knowing him, he didn't really make mistakes, because his art's pretty good. But around the nose, his nose looks very hooked. He's managed that by getting the white kind of almost reflection in the right place. And that's really impressive. Yeah, very impressive. Moving on, we go to quite a well-acclaimed piece of his works. It's of a woman in this one. It's the most bright out of all of them. She looks a bit like the Queen. Her eyes are very hard, gazing over your shoulder. And her mouth is kind of thick-set, very kind of hard, thin lips as well. As usual, it's very blotchy. I mean, you can see all of the individual blotches on here. The hair is a bit like the Queen's, but a bit darker. It's kind of just blotched hair, blotched silvery grey hair. And around the eyes, you must use a tiny paintbrush to do that much blotching that close to the eye. And red's kind of around it, quite red-rimmed eyes. Very impressive. In all of these paintings, he uses large brush strokes and lots of different colours. Everything is bold, and I think he used a lot of paint, because, as you can see, there's a lot of texture, especially in the second one that I did, the man one. In all of these paintings, the faces are very expressive and showing sorrow. A bit less so in the Queen one. She looks a bit more thick-set, quite determined. The other woman, quite sorrowful, yeah. He does this by making the eyes, as you can tell, kind of not face you, and making the lips very tight, especially the last woman. He also uses colours that you wouldn't normally associate with faces, because you see green. Where do you ever see green on a person? Unless they have like mould growing out of their face, never. So it's kind of weird to have. Say what you will about his art, it's very good, but personally, I don't like it. I think it's a bit too depressing and sorrowful for me.